Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of American Uck Radio's Rock Friday. Mike Phillip coming at you live. Well, that's not entirely correct. We're not totally live. We do have an FCC-mandated 30-second delay so that, you know, if I have a sudden attack of Tourette's syndrome and start yelling, Bob Saget, over and over again, the good people at Mojo can shut me down. I've been kind of monitoring some of the headlines while I was doing this. Listen to this. Florida State Rep Matt Gaetz on Thursday questioned why Israeli consulate official Jake Novak was reportedly involved in the $25 million extortion scheme targeting him and his father. Why is Jake Novak, an Israeli consulate official, involved in an effort to extort my family? He asked on Twitter. The FBI should ask him. Don't worry, he's already on a plane back to Tel Aviv, which is also known as the gay capital of the Middle East. Gaetz linked to a story from Politico released Thursday where they finally got around to covering the Israeli consulate official's involvement in the extortion scheme 5 months late. Why would an Israeli consulate official want to torpedo a sitting U.S. state rep and Republican? That's really interesting. And why, if Israeli, and what's a consulate for? To maintain diplomatic relations. Doesn't seem to me like messing with people and extorting them for large amounts of cash is real diplomatic. And especially our very best friend in the world, Israel. As an American, I think it's time to stop sending them money. Of the many only in Florida aspects of the Rep Gaetz sex crimes investigation, one stands out for its utter weirdness. The story of the Israeli consulate staffer, the cartoonist who created Dilbert and a complicated shakedown scheme tied to a former CIA operative captured in Iran. The most salacious aspects of the federal probe into Gaetz have received saturation media coverage over the months, but scant attention has been paid to the mysterious cameo of Jake Novak. The broadcast media director of the Consulate General of Israel in, of course, New York City. 3 days before the story broke in March that federal investigators were probing whether Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old girl, Novak began corresponding with Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams about the scandal. The two were pals on social media. Novak indicated to Adams that he had inside knowledge of the probe and also suggested he was personally involved in an effort to get $25 million out of Gaetz' wealthy father to help free an American hostage in Iran named Bob Levinson. There had to be a better way of going about that. Wouldn't you think there's a better way to get $25 million than extorting a sitting U.S. state rep? Sometimes you got to twist some arms. The Tragically Hip. Twist Matt Gaetz's arm on American Uck Radio's Rock Friday.
Yes, you are one to
This is interesting. Benny Thompson, a Democrat chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security, has issued four rounds of subpoenas for documents and testimony individuals who had close ties to former U.S. President Donald Trump in the days leading up to the January 6th Capitol insurrection. And they're going after Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows. Yes, Steve Bannon is going to be testifying on the January 6th insurrection. So he's probably weary and sitting at home alone. I don't feel like a crying. Cry to me. Solomon Burke on American. This one's for Steve Bannon. Go!
All alone, and nobody calls you on the phone. Or don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? Well, here I am, honey. Come on. The smell of her perfume. Don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be said.
So now Chris Cuomo is in trouble because 15 million years ago, he grabbed some woman's ass at a party. Should we play this? Let's do it.
What's your ooh factor meter? More problems for the Cuomo family.
Uh-oh.
CNN's Chris Cuomo now already taking heat for his advising of his older brother, Andrew, the now former governor of New York, during his sexual harassment scandal. Now in a guest essay for the New York Times, veteran television journalist Shelley Ross is accusing Chris Cuomo of sexually harassing her when they were both working at ABC.
You grabbed that thing,
Ross says. She
Chris
was at a party back in 2005 when Chris Cuomo put his hands on her backside and squeezed front of her husband. She included a copy of an email from Chris Cuomo with the subject line, "Now that I think of it, I am ashamed." It goes on to read, "Though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you,
whatever.
Christian Slater got arrested for a kind of similar act, though born of alleged negative intent. You like my own. And as a husband, I can empathize with not liking to see my wife patted as such. So pass along my apology to your very good and noble husband.
Good job, Fredo.
And I apologize to you as well for even putting you in such a position. Next time, I will remember the lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you." All right, so Pete Hegseth, so glad to see you. I got to grab your booty. Chris Cuomo.
Wah, wah.
There you go. Yes, we'll see. We'll see if for Chris
Cuomo. It's awkward, right? It's awkward to hear it. It's awkward to say it. Imagine her experiencing it.
It is.
So true.
And what we're going to find out, honestly,
that's what people do.
Does the apology standard suffice? Right? That's what his defense is going to be. What I did was indefensible, but I apologize for it.
I said sorry.
Therefore, I should be given another chance. That's the standard by which he will want to be judged when he's acknowledging the incident actually occurred, which is, of course, never the standard by which anyone else is judged. And this is the same guy who went out and defended and advised his brother under multiple accusations. So I don't know how the woman who wrote it, TV professional, says she doesn't want him to be fired. She just thinks he should step.
Whatever. Paper and fire. John Cougar Mellencamp on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Just be careful. Those days of vanity will not last forever. Oh, no, they'll burn up like paper and fire. Paper and Fire. Let's keep it going before the commercial break. Monkey Man by the Rolling Stones. Check it out. I just got a, I guess a meme or something from a listener, Chris the Cannabro, in the, he sells pot. That's his talent. He sells pot. And he sent me a picture of a computer screen with my website open. And he said, best show on the internet. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. And, we got to go to a commercial break. I don't want to. I don't want to go to a commercial. You know what? I just found this. Tucker Carlson on the Gutfeld show debating on who's stupider, Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo. Let's give it a listen, shall we? This could be good. This could be really good.
TV on the wall. who's the dumbest of them all. Yes, the world deserves to know which CNN hack is Curly and which one is Mo. Last night, I proclaimed Chris Cuomo as the second dumbest man on CNN. That's like being the second drunkest slow-pitch softball player. But at that network, the competition is fierce. For my money, Don Lemon remains the champion. But not everyone agreed, including Tucker Carlson.
Chris Cuomo really gets the credit he deserves for being the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news. He makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist.
So by comparison, he makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist. Or as Chris Cuomo might call it, a make-things-go-boom doctor guy. So is it time to decide who has fewer brains inside? Short of an autopsy, there's only one way to find out.
The Great Tucker Carlson-Greg Gutfeld Debate.
Tonight's debate, which host replaced his brain with a steel plate? Joining me now, host of Tucker Carlson Tonight and Tucker Carlson Today, it's Tucker Carlson.
Thank you, Greg. Yes.
These 60 guys.
Stupid ads. Whatever. You know what? Let's go to our commercial break early so that we can pick this up on the other side and, you know, get back to Rock Friday. That's why you're here. It's important. All right? Commercials. Nobody likes them. These ones are pretty good, though, you got to admit.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genevieve, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you'll find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romicadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romicadesigns.com or visit us on the web at romicadesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like chill-out music?
Yeah.
Maybe you want some background music or when friends around.
Yeah.
You're just having a barbecue.
Sure.
You're just working and you want something chilled on in the background.
Could be.
We play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24/7.
You do?
Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere.
Nice.
Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
Chill.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen
Stu
to him.
Stu Peters
day.
Just said my
I
name.
Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
That's awesome.
American Uck Radio. American Uck Radio.
back, I have a listener in Pennsylvania named Franklin Orst, okay? And I'm pretty sure he's a closet Amish, possibly a Hutterite, I don't know. But a while back, he sent me some cassette tapes of the best of Casey and Weems in the Morning on 105 WIOV. And this is stuff that he grew up listening to on the radio. And back then, this one here, the one I'm holding in my hand, is from 1992 through 97. Back then, people put a lot of work into a radio broadcast, and you weren't competing with people with millisecond attention spans watching videos of people opening boxes on YouTube. No, it was back in the golden days of radio, and Casey and Weems were a chick and a dude, and they did all these different little parody things where you would have to get in studio players, write the parody, and then perform it. Well, this one's called Dwight Yoakam Mumbles, and remember, this is from like 1992. I just thought I'd share it with you because, well, they're really special to Frank. It reminds him of growing up listening to FM radio in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, they're making fun of Dwight Yoakam, which, you know, pretty easy target.
Inaudible Records presents Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam, as you've never heard him before.
Dwight Yoakam, what in tarnation is he saying? Dwight Yoakam mumbles the hits for you.
What did he say?
You'll get Dwight's biggest hits like
Long Live Hella, Little Air.
Also,
Little Hitter.
And no Dwight Yoakam collection would be complete without...
I'm on your man. I did it right.
His chaps are too tight. He's been drinking too much muddy water from the Chattahoochee. It's Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
What in tarnation is he saying? Order your copy today. Call 1-800-HIMA-HIMA-HIMA. Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
Lyric sheet not included.
People don't say what in tarnation nearly enough anymore. Fluffy! Fluffy! Guitars, guns, and girls on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Oh,
Coffee. Guitars, Guns, and Girls on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And I'm looking at the time, and we're running out of it. So let's do some Sloan. Money City Maniacs. Money City Maniacs. Not to be confused with Animaniacs. Oh, whatever. By Sloan on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And now it's time for some kind of rocky punk sort of stuff with a weird deceased dude as a lead singer. Breathe. Just breathe. It's Rock Friday. The Prodigy. The Pierogi. The Prodigy. Prodigy, that's it. Did I get that right? So apparently, I am very entertaining to be around. Let me give you an example. While one of them songs were playing, I went outside and I saw something on the deck. And so I crouched down and I was looking at the deck really closely. And I had my mouth hanging open like how Tucker Carlson does. And my wife walked around the corner and she just started laughing. Be fun. Don't be a dud. Make people smile, especially the ones that you love. We're running out of time. I don't got the time. Anthrax. Rock Friday. Looking at the time, and I don't have it. I'm running out. Stay tuned for Samich Sorbo, the wife of the infamous Kevin Sorbo. You might know him as Jercules. That's right. We've got Sam Sorbo over at America on Mojo 5-0, and she's going to regale you with patriotic tales of homeschooling and prepping and taking back the country. Don't forget to head over to AmericanRockRadio.com. Become a Dr. Glidden insider. Buy something from Romika Designs. You know, when you buy stuff through Romika Designs ad on AmericanRock Radio, we get a cut of that, which allows me to buy drugs. You know, if I was into that sort of thing, I could buy a lot of drugs if I wanted to. Thanks for listening, everybody. Samich Sorbo coming right up on Mojo 5-0 Radio. Head over to AmericanRockRadio.com. Do it now!
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.